You know, talking about prayer, we're gonna pray to do prayer. I'm gonna talk a little bit, and then we're gonna pray tonight. Now, there was a whole lot of prayer that went on before the election, right? Actually, we need to keep prayer going on all the time. But actually, we really need to pray about this inauguration. If you've been reading any of the reports and looking at what all's going on, we need to pray for peace and safety of everybody, not just the elected officials. I think that one of the transition team, got poisoned, and they don't think it was an accident. And there's just a lot of unrest in this country. And part of it is because, not particularly talking about any one individual, but talking about the whole regime that's been up in Washington, they have been against Christianity. And, not talking about any one person, and they've turned against Israel. And we know what the Word of God says. If you bless Israel, he's going to bless you. If he doesn't, I can't prove this, and God didn't speak to me. It's just through study and so forth and so on. But I wonder, with us turning against Israel, if God just sort of lifted his hand and the devil been running rampant, I don't know how many of you remember, but there was a lot of unrest just like this when President Reagan took office. Anybody remember that? A few of you do. And, but it turned out that his policies were really good. But actually, if you remember, it was just a few days after his inauguration that they tried to shoot him. He did. He got wounded. He didn't. But one of his main aides did get very, very critically wounded. They lived, but they were all right. So we need to pray for our officials, okay? And what we need to realize is God is always attuned to our prayers. But I want to mention to you, we need to learn to pray offensively. How many of you heard, you hear about defensive driving? I tell people I drive offensively, defensively. There's some people that are driving, trying to drive defensively, and if they're going to get everybody else in trouble. When I was 16, I was in California traveling with Dad, and we preached all over California, and I was driving. He was already out there, and so he had allowed us, he told Mother and me to go, and we had to buy a new car, and he let me pick it out, and I picked out a 56 four-door hardtop Rocket 88 Oldsmobile and spinner hubcaps and the whole deal, And so now, one night we were, a bunch of us teenagers out of the church, we were going to a Doris Aker concert, and some of you older people may remember Doris Aker. She was a singer and had a choir out there in California. Anybody old enough to remember Doris Aker but me? See, I'm the only one. Anyway, we were going down the freeway out there, and if you've ever driven, now this was back, this is back in the 50s, so it's worse now. But when they start having wrecks on those freeways out there, it usually amounts to a bunch of cars, not just one or two. How many of you read about that, Well, I saw a car go sideways right in the middle of the freeway, and people started slamming brakes, and people were hitting and slamming. And I saw a spot between the barrier and a car that was sitting still, and I kicked that Rocket 88 in the rear end, and we went. And the lady right behind me in a Buick was right behind me, and I saw out of the corner of my eye, I saw this car is doing this, and it was coming across the freeway because we just as we, and I just kept my foot in it and held on. She hesitated, and it got her right in the side. If she had stayed right behind me, she would have got through. And then, of course, when they, that blocked the whole freeway. It was blocked. And I call that driving offensively, defensively. But we need to learn to pray offensively instead of defensively. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about we let circumstances dictate when we pray. So, how do we pray offensively? Well, that's by praying fervently, continually. Praying in the Spirit when you don't know how to pray in the English, according to Romans 8:26. And actually, if you learn how to pray this way, actually the Spirit will warn of things to come. So according to John 16:13, he will show you things to come. You know, now it's really interesting. Back during, some of you, most of you don't even remember World War II, but I do. And those kamikaze pilots that were flying those airplanes, they were willing to die for a cause. Did you notice that the Muslims are willing to die for a cause? And all we need to do is pray, and we can have difficulty enlisting the people. You know, I mean, it's time that we start praying offensively, and especially for our country. You know, 1 Timothy 2:1-3 says, in the King James here, I exhort you, therefore, first of all, supplications, prayer, intercessions, giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Now I want to read it out of the Living Bible. Here are my directions. Pray much for others. Plead for God's mercy upon them. Give thanks for all he's going to do for them. Pray in this way for kings and all others who are in authority over us. Now we have a government, a president, a congress, and so forth. All in authority. Or are in high places of responsibility. See, that's our city and our fire chiefs and our police chiefs and our city councilmen and our mayors. This is all. And then listen, so that we can live in peace and quietness, spending our time in godly living and thinking much about the Lord. This is good and pleases our Savior. See, it's our responsibility to stand in the gap and build a hedge of protection around, you know, we do it all the time, praying for our family, praying for ourselves. We build a hedge of protection. We need to start learning how to do it for our country. You know, we need to be the watchman on the wall, according to Isaiah 62:6 in the Amplified. I have set upon your wall, O Jerusalem, who will never hold their peace day or night. You are his servants, and by your prayers put the Lord in remembrance of his promises. Keep not silent. Now, I want you to notice that it's talking about here, don't keep silent. It says here, put the Lord in remembrance of his promises. We need to, when we're going to prayer for whatever it is, we need to put God in remembrance of what he said in the word. Whether it's healing, whether it's prosperity, whatever it is, whether it's for protection, whether it's for our nation, because it said here, pray for those that have authority over you. Right? And so that's what we need to do. We need to begin to pray and put the Lord in remembrance and pray and keep not silent. I think what has happened a little bit is that we have kept silent in the church concerning some things, and we need to stand up and begin to say what's what. See, if we will pray, we can change the climate of our nation. I personally believe, now this is my personal deal, I believe that because that we have turned against Israel and have went in the UN and didn't block some things, we're opening ourselves up, because the Word of God says that if we bless Israel, we be blessed. If we don't, it says pray for the peace of Israel. All right? Now, I want you to notice something. Prayer links our weaknesses with God's strengths. Prayer is the key that unlocks heaven's power. Prayer brings an all-knowing God into our humanity and our human situation. A time of prayer is a time of power. You know, prayer tightens the connections with our Heavenly Father. You know, these glasses I got on, they don't have any rims on them. And they got a screw here and a screw here that holds that nose piece, and they got a screw on each side that holds those ear pieces together. Well, I get to noticing that they're falling off. I mean, I grab them and they're loose. And a little, this one's a little loose now. And I have to get my tool and go in there and tighten them things up. You know, when I was in the Army and working with communications, and we were getting static in our communications, one of the first things I did was go and check the connections to make sure that they hadn't worked loose. Hello? Let me remember when we said, now I got, most of you young people don't remember. Remember when we had television antennas outside? And we had three stations, if we were lucky. Sometimes only two. And if everything started getting fuzzy and everything, you go outside and you check to make sure the connection hadn't come loose, because with the wind blowing the wire and everything, anybody ever had to do that? Oh, I got some people who know what I'm talking about, you know. And then sometimes you had those, what we call the rabbit ears. And you put tinfoil on them. All it was is you were trying to strengthen the signal. And the matter with a lot of people is that they are not in prayer enough, and their signal is weak. With the Holy Spirit trying to get through to talk to them, they haven't been in communication with the Father enough, and their signal is weak. Don't look at me like that. It's the truth. It said he'd tell you things to come. Many times we might not get into some of the situation we would get into if we would be in continual prayer. You know, someone said, well, I pray. Yeah, we all pray. But do we pray as much as we need to? Or do we only pray when there is a need? Most of the time, and I don't get this wrong, but don't get me wrong, but most of the time, people pray, but they don't pray fervently until there's a need. We need to pray all the time. Don't wait till there's a need. See, prayer is the power that defeats the enemy. Now, E.M. Bonds said this. He's a man that wrote some whole lot of stuff on prayer. E.M. Bonds said, the Holy Ghost does not flow through methods, but through men and women. He does not come on machinery, but on men and women. He does not anoint plans, but men and women. But men and women of prayer. Ooh. Prayer is a powerful weapon. We need to learn to use it. 1 Peter 3:12 now says, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. actually, our life is dependent on our prayer life. In our country we live in our own area, without prayer, no matter what else you have, you will still be ineffective. Actually, if you're not a prayer, you will be easy prey for the enemy to attack you. Prayer is life creating and life changing. So it's our time to step up and take our place and begin to pray for our, we need to continue to pray for our nation, pray for those who are, because it changes things. I don't know how many prayer meetings that was going on for weeks and weeks. And then as soon as the election was over, everything stopped. No, we need to continue to pray for our nation. How many of you were involved in praying? We were at the church. How many of you were individually involved in praying for the nation? And we had two or three different Sunday nights that we came together, special prayer for the nation. Well, we need to continue to have those. Lynette and I was talking about it just the other day. Actually, she's out of town, and she called me and said, "What are you doing tonight?" And I said, "Well, I don't know yet. I'm getting stuff ready." And she said, "Well, I think we need to have," she said, "I was praying, and I feel like that you need to have a night of prayer for the inauguration and for the peace and safety of the thousands of people that will be there, not only just those elected officials, but the other people that will be there, and pray and surround that Washington, D.C. area with the power of prayer, surround it with the blood of Jesus." Amen. Hello, we have a right to do that. Right. See, they're talking about the watchman on the wall. Okay, see, 2 Chronicles, we all know what it says. We've read it many times. I'm going to read it from the NLT. "Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sins, restore their land. My eyes will be open and my ears attentive to every prayer made in this place." So I hope that helped you a little bit. I just wanted to. Oh, yeah, we have some church members that are going there, that are up there. We won't pray for their protection. But it's time that we pray. See, the Lord wanted to get our attention. Oh, that may be the enemy trying to keep us from praying. But see, the connection, something happened with the connection right there. But and I want us just to stand. And they're going to play it. You got to play some music play some piano music while we're praying. You can walk and pray if you want to walk. Just don't disturb nobody. You can come down here to the front and kneel if you want to. You can kneel at your pew. But we're going to pray, and it's about 15 to 8, and we're going to have a good, fervent prayer session for at least 15 minutes, okay? How many of you are in agreement with me that we need to pray for our nation and those up there? So and you can start out praying, and that's what it talks about. My dad taught me this. You start out praying in English, how you know how to pray. When you get to where you don't know where, then you go there to Romans where it says, ask the Holy Spirit to pray through you in that heavenly language. And he knows what to pray for better than you do, because he knows what's going to happen in the first place. All right? Are you ready to pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. If you want to come to the front, fine. Come down here. If you want to walk around and pray. Some people want to walk and pray. If you want to come down here and kneel. Heavenly Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we come to you concerning our nation and concerning this inauguration. Father, there are thousands of people that are going to be standing in the harm's way. And Father, that we have leaders that are standing in harm's way because some people don't understand and don't like what's going on. Father, the devil is being unleashed in this country because he's been allowed to have a foothold. And now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you praying for the protection of those that are in authority. We pull down strongholds in high places over this nation, like Daniel had to pray, and the angel just dispatched, but he had to fight with the heavenly forces, the forces up there of evil. Father, we pull down the strongholds. We don't know exactly how to pray except to say that we need protection over all of this. But now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Holy Spirit. Help us to pray. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and thank God that He's heard our prayer. He has answered our prayers. We thank you, Father. You said that if we would pray, that you would hear. I thank you for it. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Glory to God. Now, just don't let this be one time, but continue to pray. And I don't know, I was praying there, and I got to praying. The Spirit reminded me to pray that every hidden agenda, every individual that had plans of harm, that they'd be revealed and apprehended before anything could ever happen. And so that's the way I was praying there. I prayed a little bit in English, but mostly in the Spirit. Praise God. I felt a good anointing in this place. Anybody else feel the anointing as we were praying? Hallelujah. I feel like we broke down some strongholds. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Well, continue to pray for our nation. Thank God. Continue to pray for the nation of Israel. They're trying to, I think they were trying to, that's some kind of peace deal they had over in Paris. They're trying to make a resolution after that thing passed was in the UN that Jerusalem was no longer a part of the Jews, it was others and all that. And I think, Ted, didn't you say the prime minister lady from Israel stood up and said, no, England said, no, we're not going to do this. And so it got tabled. But I tell you what, you know, they're trying to take that away from them over there, but they better watch out. They're messing with God's people, you know. And then here's another thing. We're God's people from the adopted side through the faith of Abraham. Go read Galatians, especially the third chapter of Galatians. And, you know, they have tried to shut us down, shut down as much of Christianity as they could. But some of it's going to be released now. Praise God. Hallelujah to Jesus, and we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Now keep praying. Praise the Lord. Well, we had a good time of prayer, but if there's anybody that needs somebody to pray with you, if you'll come to the front, our prayer people will be down here, and they'll pray with you. Don't forget Sunday morning. And hey, all of you that were watching on the internet, I pray that you were praying with us as we were praying. I don't know how many we have on Wednesday night. I know last Sunday morning we had over 800 that was hooked up with us on the internet. We've got a whole e-church out there. You people may not realize it, but we got a whole lot of people that watch us and what they're calling the e-church nowadays, you know. Well, praise God. Amen. Anybody feel more lighthearted than you did when you come in here? I know. I feel like, you know, in my spirit, I know that we made some contacts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's just go praising God. Turn around, shake hands with somebody and say, I'm going to keep praying offensively in Jesus' name. If you need prayer, want to pray with you for something, receive the Holy Spirit, rededication, or any reason, come to the front right now. We'll see you Sunday morning right here.